Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." God's people know the way. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Detour, the sign says. Ugh, says the driver. Dad has toothpicks in his eyes to keep them open after 8 hours of driving. This detour takes us way past our hotel, groans the co-pilot. Mom's mood will not tolerate any last-second adjustments. It was already a long road trip, but the destination is worth it. Disney World. Any map app on a phone can instantly calculate a completely new route to your final destination whenever a detour rears its ugly head. It may be longer, but you will still get there. When it comes to heaven, there are no detours or other ways. Jesus tells us, "I am the way." Jesus is the way. No one comes to the Father except through him. At first, this might seem a little bit nitpicky on Jesus' part. After all, Dad's phone map app can find another route to Disney World. The truth is, without Jesus, we sinners would have no way out of this sinful world to heaven. The truth is that Jesus is the gracious way of God that freely gives us life eternal. The truth is that Satan, temptation, sin, and our own guilt try to lead us on every sort of detour. Only these detours never end at heaven. They lead us away from heaven, to a dead end called hell. Beware of detours. Listen to the clear voice of Jesus. "I am the way." Faith watches Jesus walk the path we could never walk to the cross, through death, and out the door of his now empty tomb, all for us. When we face deadly threats along the way, faith hears the voice of Jesus' promise, "Because I live, you also will live," and our hearts are encouraged. When we feel lost along the way, faith hears the voice of Jesus' promise, "I am going to prepare a place for you in my Father's house," and our course is corrected. When the way grows dim, faith hears the voice of Jesus' promise, "I will come back to bring you there to be with me," and our hope is renewed. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. We pray. Gracious Savior, thank you for opening wide the doorway of heaven to us through your perfect life, innocent suffering, and glorious resurrection. Give us faith to always stay on the way. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.